Life is so much more than a diagnosis. It's about sharing time with those you love, hanging with friends who lift you up, and experiencing all those moments that bring you joy. All hits, no skips. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you. So long live singing to the oldies, jamming out to something new, and everything in between.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench. Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.
Hackers are after your business data. I can help. I am Vi, the virtual intelligence assistant at Virtual Armor.
Virtual Armor, partnered with Juniper Networks, provides cybersecurity services and end-to-end solutions to keep what's yours, yours. Defend yourself with managed firewall and managed SIM essential core services that are economical and efficient. Virtual Armor goes beyond just initial alerting to provide a thorough report on threats, vulnerabilities, and results.
Let me help protect you. Contact me at justaskvi. That's vi.com.
Charlotte at 6.
For a Wednesday, Charlotte at 6. I'm Mark Garrison. Top stories here on WBT coming up at 6:35. So maybe you don't need a college degree after all to get a good job with one of Charlotte's big banks. We'll tell you about that coming up at 6:35. But we start this evening with COVID classroom chaos. Safe to say, school right now is a bit messy in Charlotte and across the state because kids are learning at home on laptops. And so we start with the overwhelming struggle that many families are facing because CMS and Governor Cooper will not allow classrooms to reopen. New study today says, get this, two-thirds of families with young kids in the U.S. are getting into financial trouble because schools are closed. It's because one of the parents can't work. We'll spend some time right now with a Charlotte family caught in that Corona classroom cash crisis. Mike and Noreen Key. They have a second grader who's learning at home, but it's pretty tough because yet again today the system that CMS uses crashed again.
My son was on a Zoom class with the teacher, and then it just completely went down. So it just kind of just kicks you off and you can't get back in. I ended up calling the school, and I'm like, I thought it was maybe on my end with the internet, but they said, no, it's happening again.
But for Noreen Key of Charlotte, having her son's online classroom suddenly crash for yet another day is only part of the frustration of this thing we're calling distance learning. How's your son doing with that? Does he struggle to pay attention? And...
Oh, definitely. It's definitely a challenge, and then there's so many different layers and programs, and nobody tells you, hey, this is a cheat sheet. You know, I would put out a cheat sheet for parents. It's not like we come into this and we know what we're dealing with. It's very confusing.
So when you log on in the morning, is the idea that you're going to be essentially on Zoom with this teacher all day till 3 o'clock or 2:30, or do you take breaks, or then do you log on to a different teacher, or what?
Basically, it's you log on at 8:30, and you're in Zoom for an hour and a half with your teacher, with your homeroom teacher, and then you are passed on to another class with another teacher for about 25, 30 minutes. And then there's a break. And then, you know, you do some work with your parent. Read a book online. And then you log back on again in the afternoon for about 30, 40 minutes. And then that's it. That's about it.
It's tying you up all day along with your son, right?
Well, yeah.
And Noreen laughs because one of her son's teachers told her back in the spring, oh, this computer learning is easy. You won't even have to be there to help him.
There's no way. If I'm having problems getting in and maneuvering around, then my kid sure can't do it.
Well, yeah, I can see if you leave a 7-year-old at a computer by himself, he's going to sort of drift off his attention span, right?
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's sitting there. I can't tell you how many times he's like, oh, I don't know where the screen went. What button did you press? You know, it's tough.
But Noreen Key says the toughest part is not suddenly becoming a teacher with computer technology that doesn't work all that well. No, she says the worst part is the financial hit the family is taking.
Because I've had to take a leave of absence and stay home, and that's not something we can afford. I mean, we're living barely as it is.
And she's not alone. New national survey found 52% of families like the Keys are in financial distress because one parent is now staying home with kids to help with their schooling. 80% of those surveyed, 80%, said they're worried about having enough money to cover basic housing and food within the next 3 months. Noreen Key knows that feeling.
We don't go anywhere. I mean, we can't afford to. I'm behind on my energy bill. We just can't afford to get anything extra. You know, we just don't have any money for anything extra at all. Just the basic necessities. Like I said, I'm behind on my electric bill.
And now added pressure, Duke Energy has begun to tell people that are behind on their bills they have to pay up. Mike Key says they definitely need two incomes.
We need the money for both jobs, for my job and her job. But then now we're going to have to pay for a tutor or somebody to come in and teach my son, which is going to be almost double what she would make.
I've even applied for remote work from home, but because there's so many people and so many parents trying to find jobs to work from home and bring in an income and homeschool their children, it's tough.
Would you like for them to be in class instead of at home? Do you think that the state and the county has messed up on this?
I do. My thought was, you know, let the elementary school kids go back. They would go back to school. Parents could afford to go back. Just makes more sense to me.
What's the toll it's taking other than money?
I guess frustration, depression. I'll be honest. I mean, it's very depressing to sit here and not being able to financially provide for your family and knowing that you're just a little bit away from free-falling. I mean, you don't even know how you're going to manage. We can't even get free lunches. I mean, we make just enough, which is barely enough to cover rent and a little bit of food. We can just barely make it.
So you're not getting any lunch help from school right now, then?
Mm-mm, no.
Noreen says even if she found a spot for her son in daycare so that she could work, the big question is still, how would he get schoolwork done?
Even if you're like, your child does go to childcare, who is gonna teach him? I've not known daycares to sit there and say, oh yeah, I'm gonna be a teacher to your child too. I mean, they've already got their hands full with 7 or 8 kids. They don't have time to homeschool your child. So what are you gonna do?
So forced to stay home, not enough money to pay bills, suddenly thrust into being a teacher, using technology that doesn't work all that well, no wonder Noreen Key is finding her days increasingly depressing.
Very discouraged. It's very discouraging. You know, it's like, where do you go from here? You're just hoping things get better, and you're trying to keep your family as safe as you can. It's a no-win situation right now. I mean, you kind of have to be home. It's not like you can leave your 7-year-old home, or you're going to go to jail, you know?
Noreen Key of Charlotte. She and her husband having a tough time like thousands of CMS families and many, many more across the U.S. because schools closed. She had to give up her job so she could stay home and supervise her 7-year-old's distance learning. And they're just getting deeper in the hole financially. And even though the governor acknowledges corona numbers are good, he said that again today, he is refusing to let schools open. So families like the Keys are getting into some pretty desperate financial trouble, all because of coronavirus.
Monday, it's a new episode of All Rise, the legal drama where one judge is shaking up the system.
When I take the bench, I'm taking a vow to fight for justice.
One case at a time.
Your Honor,
we're going to trial.
Simone Missick is Judge Lola Carmichael.
Up on that bench.
Everything is different.
A new episode of All Rise.
Freedom is at stake. It's important.
Followed by a new episode of Bull, Monday at 9, 8 central on CBS.